Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Ari Zaberski. Ari Zaberski is a 20-year-old entrepreneur and CEO. He is the founder and CEO of BIP, an online licensing marketplace that connects licensees and licensors globally. While working on BIP as an NFT IP marketplace, Zaberski discovered that there was a need for a more efficient and effective way to connect licensees and licensors. He then decided to shift into licensing and created what BIP is today. BIP is designed to streamline the licensing process and make it easier for businesses of all sizes to find and secure the licensing partnerships they need to succeed. Well, good afternoon, Ari. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet, Ari. I appreciate it and making the time today. I know we get to traverse the globe, talk to some amazing people like yourself on the show. And today we're going to talk a little bit about you, your company, and kind of jump into that licensing industry and your platform. So jumping right in here, Ari, let's talk about your career in software, tech, a serial entrepreneur. Now you're the founder and CEO of BIP. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Of course. And there really is no secret, right? It's all about being able to find something that you're passionate about, whether that's a sport or starting a business and truly just going after it, right? Actually being able to capture your vision and start putting your head down and working hard, right? While your vision of who you'll be and what you'll be doing in the future constantly changes, having the drive, commitment, and fortitude to be able to capture that vision is how you'll see that growth that you're looking for, right? And what inspires me is really creating opportunities, right? Within this industry, that the licensing industry, all of these great brands lose out on opportunities to reach new heights purely due to either neglect or not knowing what's really out there.
That's awesome. I appreciate that. And I know, you know, I've talked to people all around the world at all different stages in their life and their career. And you've done a great thing at such a young age to get out there and really live the American dream and be an entrepreneur. So I appreciate you sharing that. Ari, let's switch gears here. I want to talk about your platform a little bit. You've launched this unconventional and innovative platform to bridge the gap between licensors and licensees to enable greater connectivity within the licensing industry. This is obviously leveraging some democratized process, right? Could you explain maybe a bit about this process and the benefits of your customers?
Yeah, of course. I would be very happy to. We are a marketplace, right, that acts no different from a hiring platform. Brands are able to make listings of their brand and include information that will be able to entice amazing licensees to actually request deals to those brands. Licensees, and just to clarify what licensees are basically manufacturers or manufacturers who are able to distribute product and sell them. And just to get that out of the way, licensees are then able to request deals directly on the platform to brands that they may not have been able to access prior. And if the brands decide to move into further discussion, they can go into a chat room. And within this built-in chat room, we provide negotiation and organization tools to keep your team in all in one place. Now, licensees can expand into brands that they have no idea were available, while brands can now find new ways to monetize through a pool of unique licensees. Also, brands will be able to drive more value from actually this marketplace through a bidding system. Now that they're exposed to the world is quite literally their oyster.
Thank you for sharing, Ari. And I appreciate the little bit of the analogy there you shared at the end. I love what you're doing. Again, whenever there's a need and you're actually solving a problem, in this case, bringing people together that both have needs that can support each other. So appreciate the share. And Ari, we talk about tech on this publication, this platform. You're obviously leveraging some of that new and emerging technology. Is there anything you might be able to share with our audience today?
Yeah, of course. Exactly right. We want to be an innovative driver within this industry. This industry has been antiquated for a very, very long time. And we feel that we can make that shift and make waves within this industry. But what I would like to focus on is the actual brands and licensees that are on our platform that are so innovative. Some of the most innovative companies within entertainment, tech, and manufacturing are all housed on BIP. On the brand side, we are working with brands that were born and bred within the metaverse. Brookhaven, and Jailbreak, which are games that can be played via the Roblox platform, are brands that have tens of billions of total game views and 8 to 9 figure monthly active users. But these games have never been licensed before, purely because of the lack of visibility, for one, and two, lack of access to that IP. So that is completely revolutionary on the brand side and the brand access side. Now that's one. And then from the licensee standpoint, we're working with the top-notch VR, AR game developers, enabling them to find brand partnerships that they can actually discover just through our platform and our marketplace. So those brands and those licensees are truly, truly innovative within their space to engage their audiences in a whole new and different way.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I love how people get together and start to leverage some of their platforms, the innovation to make a better product and truly make the world a better place. So thank you, Ari. Ari, last question of the day. Maybe you can share something from your career experience thus far that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or entrepreneurship.
Yeah, of course. And my biggest thing and what I always preach is not being afraid to pivot. And I was speaking about this prior about, you know, if your vision changes, there's nothing wrong with that, right? BIP was originally an NFT marketplace to connect patent holders, mint them as NFTs, and then actually allow buyers to access this marketplace and buy that patent, right? And then we completely shifted into an online licensing marketplace for brands. It's all about finding that market opportunity that you really think will resonate and will make an impact on the market and pivoting to that. Because, you know, while you may have one vision to start with, being able to change that vision, it's hard, it's difficult, but it's sometimes necessary. So actually the art of the pivot is so, so, so important.
Thank you. And obviously that word's been used quite a bit in the last few years, pivoting, but I think it's so important. It's such a, it shows the resilience of the human being, especially during the pandemic. But pivoting is such a crucial thing that you need to do as an entrepreneur in your business. So thank you for sharing, Ari. And Ari, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Brian, for having me. It was truly a pleasure.
Bye for now.